coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
Walking them around, he said, "This is the lake of lava you will be spending eternity in." Guy said, "Well, actually, since it's underground, it would be magma." Devil says,
"It's already
the funny." Devil says, "Well, you understand why you're here, right?"
Dum, dum, da-da, Village Idiom.
Hello, and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We're a podcast that you're listening to right now. And every week we choose a popular saying and we take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, and if we're lucky, educational dive into its meaning, its usage, its origins. But mostly we're going to use it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Mark.
And I am Skinny.
You are indeed.
I love how you take people through all the minutiae of what they're about to hear.
Yeah, you have pressed play on a podcast.
You know, you're probably wondering what you're currently doing.
You're listening to sound.
Vibrations are entering your ears. Yes. And so it's like, is that what I'm doing right now?
Well, they're probably even more surprised when you say at the end, okay, back to your workout or whatever you think. Yeah,
like, how do they know? Was I working out? Like, probably not. But either way, here we are.
Here we are.
It's all good, man. Well, I've just been coming off of, before we get too deep into what's happening today, I just literally came off a road trip.
I want to hear about this.
Little California, head down.
Give us all the details.
San Diego. Well, it was funny how we were planning it, because as we planned it, we would down to San Diego, but that was kind of like the big plan, and then take 7-8 days to come back. And so every day it would be like, what are we doing tomorrow? Because so it's not we knew where we would be staying, but as far as how to get there,
right,
and all the rest,
and what you did on the way or whatever.
Yeah, there was kind of an ad lib, and there's kind
did
of
did you like that?
I did. There was things and spots that came up. We were traveling through San Diego. Like, let's go the route via Utah and Salt Lake.
Right.
And so the next thing you know, it's like, okay, if we jog over this way, oh, we're going through Monument Valley. Oh, we're going through Grand Canyon. We're going through Arches National Park and the Salt Lakes and all this sort of thing, but without a real plan.
Yeah,
just like, tomorrow we need to get here,
gotta be here by 3 p.m to get into Salt Lakes and it was like, oh, look what we could do on the way.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
And you're literally looking for things the night before you do them.
That's
which
great.
Is very unusual for me.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Plan every day out.
Well, you know, there's a lot to be said about the minutiae of planning.
See, I think what you did, which was last minute planning, is more like, I think I want to go away and just kick back and no schedule, no plan. And then I get there, I'm like, if I don't leave for Road to Hana right now,
right?
You know, it's like,
I'm going to miss out. And then people, as soon as you get back, it's like, well, you saw the massive volcano.
What?
That was on the roadside, didn't you? You're like,
on the left or right?
No, it was on the left.
I was looking at everything on the right.
That was the problem. Yeah, so that stuff, I'm like, so like a fun one, as we're going through Monument Valley in Arizona, it's like, this looks like familiar, like this area. And it's just these huge cliff rock with plateaus.
Is one of your riddlings going to be monumental illness?
No, that's not bad though.
Okay, just check it.
And you're going through it's like a pillars coming out of the sand, these massive monuments.
Right.
And then we come up to this little tourist
Radiator Springs
tourist stop. Okay, so the inspiration for Cars.
Oh, I jumped. I was right. Is that what you were going to say?
No, but there's this hill called Forrest Gump Hill.
Oh,
I'm like, that's crazy. And then you look in the rearview mirror, and it's like, oh,
he's chasing you.
Where? And an entourage of people. Like, that's Forrest Gump.
Run.
And the spot where he's just like, he's running through, and then he's done.
And he stops.
He's done. And it's this highway with all these monuments in the background. Very iconic scene from the movie.
Interesting.
And that's all like, well, we got to stop and get your picture in the Forrest Gump's area. So you
get a picture of yourself running?
No, I haven't run in years.
That's where
runs. But
that's where he stopped. So it's more
he's
accurate.
Still there.
It's more accurate that you don't run.
Yeah. Well,
For
the sake of the camera, I
film integrity.
Yeah.
You did not.
I didn't want blurring. Yeah. You know how it is.
Oh yeah,
the bounce. I'm not of me running. Yeah, not my body. But yeah, whatever.
Well, that's good.
All of this.
How was the weather? Was it hot?
Well, it got up to 44 degrees.
Ooh, that's where the devil lives.
Yeah, it's like the earth opened up. Big clawed hand popped out a hoof. Big red hoof.
That's scary.
That's so.
Got your own
monogrammed pitchfork. It's 112 degrees for those who are American. America. Oh, I love America.
That was great. America. You had a moment there.
Actually, I just was flashing back. I love America.
Yeah.
For all of its insanities, I love America.
You just like feel the humidity of freedom.
I just felt freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even have a gun, but I pulled one out of my pocket and started shooting it. I'm like, where did this come from? Apparently, as soon as you cross the border,
they must have given
you one. Disappears in your pocket.
Slip one in your passport as they hand it back.
Exactly.
And you'll be wanting this.
America. Yeah, this is awesome.
You have talked about the details of your vacation. You've talked about where Satan lives. So I have a clip for today's idiom from the television show Lucifer, and it'll tell us today's...
The devil's in the details.
Devil is in the details.
The devil is in the details.
From the show Lucifer, after hearing about your hellish detailed trip. Hellish. That makes it sound like a bad trip. I mean...
It was hot.
Hot.
It was hot like...
It was hot as hell.
Hot as hell. Which allegedly, because I haven't been.
Yeah, and so that's not swearing. If you say it referring to the heat.
Well, it's hotter than hell. I don't know. Is hell hot? Well, it has fire.
Well, the Dante's Inferno version is a hot, blistering, fiery,
makes eternal. Makes a lot of assumptions, I think.
Isn't Death Valley in that general area? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
all of that. Things that have death and heat.
Are all
right
there.
Yeah, it was warm.
Yeah.
Plus it's some like a heat dome or of whatever.
Oh, we visited the heat dome on the left.
Meteorological thing that they're inventing this month.
Right.
Yeah.
That they're inventing.
Oh, the fire sphere. Yeah, okay.
Tinfoil hat on right now.
Okay. Whatever.
Well, the devil in detail as an idiom, it sounds kind of like an ominous warning, the devil's in the details, but it's actually kind of a simple phrase that very popular, those who love figurative expressions, to point out that you got to just pay attention to what you're doing.
Devil's in the details.
Pay attention. Devil's in the details. So it is a warning, but it's just telling you to have some caution. Well,
and then the irony of...
Or to read the fine print or whatever.
What if the way that you kept track of details, like your day planner or your phone or a filing cabinet... What if the devil was actually in the details? And every time you open up your filing cabinet, a big red goat figure.
Your phone gets hot.
It's like, we know where the devil is.
He's in the details.
He's in the details.
Avoid details at all costs, because that's where the devil is.
It just it makes its own joke.
Yeah.
You pop open your filing cabinet, you're going to do your taxes.
Every time you open...
Hello. It's like, oh no, I knew he was in there because that's where I keep my details.
So before you do your taxes, you're like, get behind me. Oh man, that's good. Devil is in the details. He's in your top drawer of the filing cabinet. You know,
detail-oriented people, because we love them and we need them.
But we aren't them.
And we aren't them. You're classically fly by the seat of your pants, structured.
I can be.
Yes.
But not by structured. Nature.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So you have like all the big framework, and then you slap the meat on as you work your way through.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking of
I've lived this long.
It's got you this far. Yeah,
so
life's going good.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, because you know what's in the details, right?
The devil.
Yeah. So for those people, that's a rough life.
Yeah. If they're all about details and planning and scheduling,
I'm detail oriented. It's like, oh, are you?
Yeah. Well, so you're of the devil.
Yeah. Okay, so I was detail-oriented people made me think of the grammar police.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're like all about the right, you know, the there.
Yep.
Making sure that the grammar police. And I came across this.
See, I am a bit like that, though.
For grammar?
Yeah.
Those details bother you?
Oh, yeah. I can't even abbreviate in a text. People who send me the letter R for O-U-R. Like, come over to our house and it's a letter R. I'm like, you're an idiot. Like, I know that's not a grammar mistake, but
it's lazy.
I like grammar. I like language. I like idioms. And so, yeah, when there's a there, or there, and it's supposed to be a there.
Okay, so
drive me crazy.
There's a little something. The devil was speaking to a person sentenced to hell and said this. Walking them around, he said, "This is the lake of lava you will be spending eternity in." Guy said, "Well, actually, since it's underground, it would be magma." devil says,
already,
the devil says, well, you understand why you're here, right?
That's great. That's a well thought out joke.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the devil is in the details.
That is really funny.
It's actually magma.
Yeah.
Like, I had this. You know those people.
So I'm about to be that person.
Okay.
I don't know why I had a similar thought to the Earth's layers all the way down to its core. But just the other day, it dawns on me, wait a minute. Grade 9 science, or whatever, maybe it's earlier than that, where they talk about the Earth's crust and the plates and the
plates. I went to the San Andreas Fault.
Was it? Is it their fault?
I think so.
I mean, their fault?
EY apostrophe RE. No, that's they are fault.
They are fault. They are fault. Anyway, you learn about the makeup of the Earth. You got the crust and the thing and the magma and the lava and I don't know. I don't even remember.
There's an iron core in the middle.
And the core. Mm-hmm. And then it dawns on me. And can you visualize the grade 9, you know, mm-hmm. cross section of a jawbreaker of the Earth?
Makes sense.
And it dawns on me, this is theory. We don't actually know this. It's like a week ago. I'm like, wait, we've never sliced open the Earth. Like, we haven't even gone deep enough to the magma, probably.
Magma.
Hot
magma.
But I'm just like, how much of science that is taught, like, pure fact, which is fine. Like, they're probably not wrong on this one. But it's still, right. I'm just like, we don't actually know that, do we?
Right there. So at best, it's a super hyper-educated guess.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's not taught like that in high school.
No,
it's
like, best of
here's the Earth.
Based on our current understanding of things.
I think we've only gone down as far as the oil.
And then once we got that, we stopped.
Like, that's all we need. The rest we'll make up. Let's draw a jawbreaker.
And just guess.
And guess the rest. I mean, it makes sense. Everything. Obviously, it's educated. Obviously, there's science behind the theory of it. It just dawned on me. I'm like...
So when they do things like...
what if the center is chocolate or something?
So it turns out that the fourth moon off of Neptune is made of diamond.
And no longer can we classify it as a moon. Like, I was told as a fact that the fourth moon was a moon.
Right? It's not a moon anymore. It's made of diamond. Okay. Well, have you touched it? Have you seen it?
Right.
Have you seen it sparkle?
We have a very strong telescope. Based on the atmospheric pressures from the other moon, the other three moons, it must be diamond.
So
anyway, So I don't know, going on a little rant.
The legitimate children, I do have a little tidbit for you.
Give us your tidbit.
On the details.
Love if the you were bit planning, of tids you
if,
have.
If you were planning a road trip, let the secret out of the bag. Fantastic website, Atlas Obscura.
Oh, it sounds like Roadside America.
Okay, so it is a similar thing, user-generated Atlas Obscura that exactly takes you to, like, the largest cotton ball in America.
That's the stuff I love.
Yeah, so all of that. So Atlas Obscura has, it's the in addition to Roadside America.
That and geocaching will get you to those places.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So if you're, like, just traveling through and you're like, oh, I've got to go, you know, to Lake Mead or...
So is it global? Because
that was
the issue with Roadside America, which has similar
sites.
It was America. So if I was somewhere else.
So I was just in England in June. And it was like, this is where they filmed the Harry Potter.
Oh, I was just in England in June. And Death Valley, a second later.
It's like, ooh.
Took my personal jet.
Hoity-toity.
Yeah, was that British accent there?
No, things are going really good for me.
Is that hoity-toity? Is that British for hidey-tidy?
It's like
you were in there and you used it, Atlas Obscura.
Yes. I was in, and it's like, oh, this is where the platform 9 3/4 is
from
Harry Potter and that kind of stuff.
Did you run into the wall?
No, I got really close though. I didn't want to risk it. I'm not prepared to go to Hogwarts.
I think probably both are bad. If it's not open and you just conk yourself into a brick wall,
if it's not true, you're in trouble.
If it is open and you're like, see ya, family. Hope you know the rest of the way. There's no details laid out.
So all of that, Atlas Obscura.
That's great. I'm going to
look that up. Do yourself a favor.
Like, could we look it up and there's something near us right now?
Probably. It's probably stupid. We've been around this area enough to know. Interesting, largest ball of yarn type.
Yeah.
Biggest hockey stick in the world.
I know where that is.
Apparently they're getting rid of it.
What?
The one in Duncan?
The Expo one?
Yeah. The one in Duncan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting rid of it.
That was from Expo.
Apparently, it's rotting or something.
Oh, okay, that makes
so
sense.
So it's more. Constant.
Now it's a danger.
Well, Tourism Duncan apparently isn't quite... The rest of the city isn't enough of a draw.
So in 1986, they're like, tourism is terrible. Let's get the giant hockey stick from Expo 86. This is going to turn this town around.
I bet you there would be things like the largest standing flag.
Sure.
Like the one at the...
Isn't that Sheridan?
From
or
I actually don't know if it is. Like in terms of like maybe Canada. It might
that
be,
also came from Expo. Least,
that was from Expo. That's why I brought that up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay, I'm going to check that site out.
Most amount of park benches with the words 8-6 on the side.
Vancouver, BC.
White Rock, yeah.
Oh, yeah, White Rock specifically. When I jumped out of the plane the other day in Abbotsford.
I jumped out of a plane.
Hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity.
They had those same Expo benches.
Okay.
Yeah, with the 86 concrete bases.
Wow. Yeah, well, so anyways, this sort of thing. The devil is in the details,
man.
The
devil's in the details. Would you like to know... the obscura.
If we start sorting through the details of where this came from, you know what we'll find.
I said some words. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind. Origin.
Alrighty. I mean, all righty tighty. All righty. Toity.
Roity-toity.
Ooh, that's...
That's like taking, like, steroids and making you have to go to the can.
Right now. Yeah. Roity-toity.
Roity-toity.
Okay, well, the true origin of this idiom was a little bit hard to pinpoint, and I'm not the first to say that. In fact, I'm not even the most recent to say that. But the earliest citation was recorded in the late 1880s, which they say strongly supports its use by Friedrich Wilhelm Nietzsche. We all know Nietzsche, German philosopher, poet, lived in 1844 to 1900. He's quoted as saying this, "Der Teufel steckt im Dietl."
Oh my goodness. I apologize, children. We should have had a parental advisory.
That might have been the devil talking.
Exactly. That's what it sounds like. That's Mordor language.
And you translate it to literally the devil is in the details. So his use of this phrase most likely attributed to the play or to the use of this original... Sorry. His use attributed to the play on the original phrase, which is God is in the details.
I heard this.
Which I've heard. I realized once I uncovered this, I'm like, oh yeah, I hear that all the time too. Devil's in the details. God is in the details. And it.
You know what's next to the details? Cleanliness.
So, no, I'm not going to go any further with that. So God is in the details means a higher power had a hand in the success or the truthfulness of the completed work or whatever. The devil is in the details provides an opposite explanation for when things go wrong. So to avoid the devil or to avoid failure, you're supposed to pay closer attention. So the devil's in the details means look closer. When things go right, you're like, God is in the details. So they have opposing or opposite sides of the same coin. God is in the details, just to give a little history to that one, is attributed to the German architect Ludwig Mies van der Rohe.
Hmm.
Right? Is that what you were going to guess? Who often used the phrase to provide acknowledgement of a job well done and to remind himself of a higher power in his life. So the devil in the details in English only came into common use in the 1990s, which I was like, is that true? Like pre the 1990s, the devil in the details wasn't that common in English. So if you look at some of the charting of usage of words in literature, it's true. It really wasn't used that much. So the earliest citation that the interwebs could point me towards was in Richard Main's explanation of the workings of the European Union, titled The Community of Europe, and it's from 1963. On the principle that the devil is in the details, what should have been a merely formal occasion developed into a debate about the community's official languages and the site of its headquarters. So, 1963, not exactly the 90s, so it's more about the popularity and how often we hear it is now in the 90s. So, there you go. What else can I tell you? I've got a few little notes here, but I think I covered them. Oh, there was a French version from the 1920s, Le bon Dieu est dans les détails. The good God is in the details. And that's Gustave Flaubert.
Flaubert.
So, yeah, God is in the details, the devil is in the details. Slightly different meanings, but often used in the same way.
So, and If this is you, I'm not thinking about you right now. It may happen to be you. There's folks who are just really detail oriented.
Yeah.
And so we've both been to varying weddings this summer. And I was thinking about, like, if you have, like, oh, it's the matching, like, silverware with the china with the right centerpiece, and the centerpiece matches the arches and the thing and the seating arrangement sign. It's all, like, everything is all super wound together. But it's like the nature of the event is not about the details, but you can get so wound up into the details that it's like how much time people spend on the details.
Right.
Where I've literally married people at a Starbucks.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And they're like, just as married.
They're just as married. They've saved tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally five people in a Starbucks getting married.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's a good point. Like, that's when the devil is in the details.
The devil's in the details. And so all of those, like, it's cool. And then people who are attracted to those things encourage people who are attracted to those things. So if you're detailed, and then I bring up, I really love the way that your centerpieces match the archway.
Then they just go off,
match the bouquets. Of I didn't know if anyone would notice that.
Yeah.
And so it's just this like, you know, self-patting on the back circle situation.
What if, you know how Doberman pinchers, this is a big rabbit trail here, have their tails snipped?
They don't have opposable thumbs. That's the real thing.
Is that what it is?
Yes. That's why they're not actually pinchers. They're pincers.
Pincers.
Yeah. Doberman pincer. Yeah.
Well, if...
Because if they had an opposable thumb, they could pinch.
Well, now my...
I guess you actually don't need it if you pinch this way with their little dog toes, if you think about it.
When Skinny says pinch this way, he's making a peace sign, leaning it forward and bringing them towards and apart from each other like a pair of scissors.
Yes, pointed at you, yes.
This is an audio program.
I forgot. I forgot the bulk of people are on audio.
Anyway, I was going to make a joke about the devil in the details with the removal of the tails of the Doberman pinchers, Satan doing that because he detailed devil's details because the dogs are being detailed.
Oh, wow. The devil's in the detailing.
But yours was funnier.
So if you found a pile of Doberman tails,
right,
that's where the devil is.
The devil's in there.
He's in there. He's in all the details. he's everywhere. If you find a pile of dog tails,
there's bigger problems.
You need to leave your friend's house immediately.
Right away. So that's the origins. That's all I got for you today. I hope you enjoyed it.
Wow. Okay, yeah, that's good. I came across this little... This little morsel.
A little bit of tids?
I took out a loan to pay for an exorcism. If I don't pay it back, I'm going to get repossessed.
that's pretty funny.
Devil jokes for
you. You got another one?
No, that's all I got. But what the final thing I have is a couple of riddlings.
You want to do riddling?
I've got a couple.
What is riddling, you ask?
I do ask. What is it?
Riddling is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question, requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound or syllable or word or multiple words. So, for example, last week, our idiom of the week was catbird seat. You have to go listen to that one to find out what that means. And this was the riddle link we left you. If that mockingbird don't sing, mama's going to buy you a Johnny Cash song. If that mockingbird don't sing, mama's going to buy you a Johnny Cash song. And we actually got a mail-in response this week. It's been a while since I've checked the mail. And wouldn't you know, top of the heap, I know we mention him a lot, but good old Dang Alano gave the answer. So if that mockingbird don't sing, mama's going to buy you a Johnny Cash song. The correct answer is Diamond Ring of Fire.
Diamond Ring of Fire.
It's not Diamond Ring. It's not Ring of Fire. It's Diamond Ring of Fire. And that's how you play Riddling.
Well, I have a couple prepared.
I can't wait to hear them. I've got two as well.
Okay, so this might take... I'm pretty certain we're not going to overlap this time. Here we go. The Rolling Stones' Compassion for Satan song is full of little nuances.
Okay, give it again.
The Rolling Stones' Compassion for Satan song
is
full of little nuances.
I don't know this song, I don't think. Compassion for...
the illegitimate children? No.
Man.
They're screaming it at their radios right now.
I'll answer in a Striper way.
Okay.
Instead. Okay. To hell with the devil is in the details.
Okay, you're right on it. The song is called Sympathy for the Devil.
Sympathy for the Devil's in the Details.
There you go.
I knew I'd get it.
Yes.
All right, I got one for you. Ready?
Pleased to meet you. Won't you guess my name?
Boo-boo. The band Striper. No, I'm just kidding. Something you say.
That would be ironic.
Something you say when a person appears while you are talking about them, only to warn them to pay attention to the information.
Oh, man.
Something you say when a person appears while you're talking about them, okay. Only to warn them to pay attention to all the information.
I think I was beat by the illegitimate children, but I'm going to go speak of the devils in the details.
That's it. That's right.
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure that I got beat out on that one.
I doubt it. I doubt it. That's fast.
Not quite as fast. Yeah, I was doing the timing in my brain, and I was like, I definitely didn't win this. Okay, here we go. Dr. Fraser Crane says, you are using the wrong there, and there.
Oh, that's a good one.
Dr. Fraser Crane says, you are using the wrong there, or there.
I'm going to go with Kelsey Grammar Police, or Kelsey Grammar Nazi.
It's Kelsey Grammar Police.
Yeah, okay. Cool, that's a good one. Okay, I got one more, but tell everybody how they can play the home game.
Illegitimate children. We would love to hear from you on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
I think this is the first where you just said the X, not formerly.
Formerly known as
like are we Twitters? Past that now?
I don't know.
Anyway, here it is. Satan's within the info of Disney's Airborne series featuring characters from The Jungle Book. I know there's a lot. Satan's within the info of Disney's Airborne series featuring characters from The Jungle Book.
Okay, that's a good one.
You got that one at the end?
And that is 3 minutes gone. I think I've got enough of it.
All right, kid.
Fantastic.
No, you're fantastic.
What? The podcast that you're listening to right now, which is what you're actually doing in this moment. Is finished.
If you've lasted this long.
It's done. It is wrapped up. Hope you enjoyed it. I know I did.
You know what we should have done? Somewhere in the middle of all the details of the origins, we should have just whispered, the devil.
Because that's where he is.
Because then the episode would be, there is a devil in the details.
Well, it's not wrong. I'm Skitty.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
The devil is in the details. The last 3 minutes gone.